We start this hour with soccer, which is the most popular sport in the world, but in the Valley, where we have teams in America's top four sports, football, baseball, basketball, and hockey, it's been a little slower to get to the highest level. A development earlier this month may have helped that momentum pick up, though. Phoenix Rising is trying to get a bid to join Major League Soccer and assign legendary player Didier Drogba, which is seen as a big plus in the industry. Tim Reister is co-owner of Phoenix Rising, currently competing in the United Soccer League, and he's with us for a couple of minutes. Tim, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. Thanks for squeezing us in. So explain the signing process. How did you begin to land Drogba, who's a legend? Why would he come to you?
Well, boy, we are extremely fortunate. The governor and co-owner of the team, his name is Burk Bakay, is from Istanbul, Turkey. He's a local resident here in Paradise Valley, Arizona, and he's the CEO and majority owner of the publicly traded company Kona Grill. And growing up over in Turkey, one of his childhood closest friends, and they actually lived in the same building, was very, very close friends with Didier Drogba, and told him about our dream here and what we're trying to develop in Phoenix. And initially, Didier Drogba came over to visit with us and just give us some counsel. And while he was here, we were able to marshal some incredible support, including Governor Ducey. He came out and had lunch with us and with Didier and helped share our vision for bringing more international culture and international business to Phoenix. And we shared our plan for the soccer team. And much to our great surprise and I think the entire market's enthusiasm here, Didier has agreed not only to join us as a player, but he's investing in the team as a co-owner.
Tim, one thing, this is not an apples-to-apples comparison, but for Valley sports fans, to some it may sound a bit like when the Coyotes brought in Wayne Gretzky to be the coach, and that really initially was really great for promotion and obviously the greatest player of all time. Is that, on a certain level, kind of what you're aiming at here, to really generate some enthusiasm through a famous name?
Well, very, very much so. And in this case, Didier is still an incredible player.
Right.
And although he's 39 years old, when you meet him in person, you're going to think he's maybe 30, 31. His body is in such amazing shape. We think he'll be able to play with us for probably 2 years. And to have that type of a mentor with his experience bringing up and training our younger players. One of the keys here, we feel very strongly that Phoenix will be awarded an MLS franchise. We're super close to getting that done, but we need to be ready with a team that's capable of playing at that level. And bringing in Didier Drogba can help train those players and have them prepare to step on a field of higher competition. The staff, the current players we've signed now, we have some other veterans who've come in from around the world as well to help train and teach our guys, and they're gelling very, very quickly. We're playing against teams around North America, even teams from Canada, who've been playing together for several years. Our guys have only been together now for several weeks, and we already beat LA Galaxy 2 weeks ago. So we're very confident in this team's ability to grow, and we think with Didier Drogba, we're going to draw more interest around the world. We think our TV viewership is going to go way up, having Didier for people to watch. And the enthusiasm among our players to step up their game is at an all-time high.
And Tim, briefly, we've only got about 30 seconds left, forgive me for this, but why is getting an MLS franchise important to a place that already has so many major league teams?
Oh, soccer brings a whole different type of cultural relevance to Arizona. When we're trying to attract businesses from outside of the United States, and they understand that our community understands and embraces soccer at a very high level, it makes people much more comfortable to relocate or expand their businesses here. Governor Ducey understands this. We have a great group of business leaders who are embracing this, and I think it's going to position Phoenix and the state of Arizona to be much more competitive in the global economy.
Tim Reister is co-owner of Phoenix Rising. Tim, good to talk with you. Thank you.
Thank you very much.